Chase Sexton. What? No, beat it. Beat it, LeBig. He doesn't like the French. Speaking of French, maybe Paris Supercross for you? Maybe? Perhaps? Maybe?
I don't know. Okay. I have the mentality that I would love to go, obviously, but that's like right in my boot camp. I don't want to kind of stop my boot camp for...
When you're 45 years old and you're sitting back to thinking about the, you know, 80 grand to 100 grand or whatever, you're going to be like, I sure wish I would have had that money, and your boot camp would be fine. So just go.
What if, like, you win a Supercross championship and that bonus just...
Do you think that 2 days is going to hold you back from winning a Supi title?
No, but it just kind of puts a little hiccup in my boot camp. I like the race, but, like, I think Eli doing it this year?
Yeah.
Has he ever done it? Maybe a couple times.
No, he's done it back in the Geico Honda days.
But he hasn't done it recently.
No.
I don't know. I have mixed emotions. I want to go race it, but I also want to be serious about my boot camp.
I'd be serious about making money if I was you. Anyways.
I know you like the Paris Supercross. Right, I know.
Okay, hey, we're talking about your sort of maturity in this title fight. It wasn't there for you today. Like, your starts weren't there. You had to battle all day. But in the end, you know, you lose 6 points, but it's like you make the best out of a maybe crappy situation. So are you happy or are you pissed? Like, where's your mindset at after, like, that day today?
I'm bummed I didn't win because I want to win here, but the stars just weren't there. I think my riding today was actually really good. Like, second moto, after I fell with Jason, like, that's probably some of my best riding I've had.
Yeah, I got to look at your lap times. You were like, I shot out of a cannon.
Yeah, I think I did. I rattled off a few 204 or something like that. So I was moving, and I had to pass Dunge and Barsha, and I thought my riding was really good today. Just the stars weren't horrible, but when you have Eli getting the whole shot, it's kind of tough to catch him. So,
So before the crash, Anderson fell, right? And you hit him. Was that how it went?
Yeah.
Was that like almost like the kick in the ass you needed, kind of? Because you weren't that speed until you picked your bike up.
Well, I was looking for clean air. It was the kind of a kick in the ass. I was kind of mad after that. I'm like, dude, like, I got to get going. And they were probably – he was probably 5 seconds. Barsha was probably six. And then Kenny was – they were out there. So I just put my head down. I'm like, dude, I got to get to at least second. And then there was a point there, like, when I passed Kenny that, like, I could start seeing Eli, which was far-fetched. But he knew – he had it managed. But I was like, dude, I was feeling pretty good. But he was obviously a little bit too far, so –
Any reason why the starts weren't where you needed them? Because Kenny's were good, right? So, yeah.
I don't know. I wasn't – the start feels like it's on the uphill. Like, the gate – I wasn't into it today. Sitting there on the line, I'm like, man, my practice starts weren't good. Which, like, it was just the gate. I feel like we were sitting at an uphill angle. I don't know. Eli was a little flatter, so maybe that was a little bit of his starts. But
He said he took a gamble going out where he was, yeah.
Yeah, and it worked, so. I think going by the box is pretty safe, though, normally. So I think he's kind of figured that out, too.
Tony Lessie thinks so.
Tony Lessie? Yeah. I mean, that's the start.
By the box.
Yeah. So I just wasn't super comfortable sitting there on the gate today, which is honestly a big part of it. So.
Well, I still think you rode really well, so you'll take it second.
Yeah, I mean, lost points, but at the end, I mean, if I can stay on the podium and be first or second every moto, I mean – there's going to be races where I gain points doing that, and there's going to be some where I lose. So just keep doing my thing.
Sounds good. Thanks, man.
Thanks, Steve.